For my lecture this evening, I will be speaking about Gaur Purnima. Since we have already extensively had several lectures on Shivaratri, now the next big festival is Gaur Purnima. So for the next 10 days, the meditation will be on Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to thank my very... So, New Dwarka is still a wonderful temple. Why? Because when you chant, and it is very nice chanting, it is very loud, and it is very much filled with devotion. So that makes this temple perfect. So never stop this nice kirtan chanting. It is very nice. As you were responding, I was very much appreciating how nice the response was. And that indicates that you are all in good Krishna consciousness. So, tonight, I have selected some excerpts from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama Kalpatara Galitang Phalam, the ripened fruit of the tree known as Vedas. After all, we are the culture that is derived and based on the sacred Vedas, Vedic culture. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of that tree of knowledge. So the first excerpt has to do with the occasion. You see here on either side are the two gatekeepers of the seventh gate of Vaikuntha, Jai Vijay. And in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description of how Jai and Vijay fell down from Vaikuntha. But before we can go any further, I was caught up in your ecstasy. I failed to chant the invocation mantra. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So now we are ready. So, when Jai and Vijay were cursed, they were cursed by the four Kumaras. There was a misunderstanding. Jai and Vijay felt that the four Kumaras were not fit or eligible to enter the abode of the Lord. But the four Kumaras cursed Jai and Vijay, accusing them of not being fit to be residents of the spiritual world. And at that scene, the Lord Himself appeared to rectify the controversy, the scene. So, when the four Kumaras saw Lord Narayan, they offered some very nice prayers, one of which is as follows. O Lord, You are the personality, the personification of all religion. Therefore, You manifest Yourself in three millenniums, and thus You protect this universe, which consists of animate and inanimate beings. And by Your grace, which is of pure goodness, and which is the bestower of all blessings, kindly drive away the elements of rajas and tamas, passion and ignorance, for the sake of the demigods and the twice born. So here is a clue. They said that the Lord appears in three yugas. There are four: Satya, Treta, Dwarapa, Kali. So what the Kumara said, that the Lord does not appear in Kali Yuga. Now, this will again be presented, but we will get further enlightenment. So now, we go to the fifth canto. And in this fifth canto, there is another clue. We're leading up to the understanding of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the fifth canto, Sukadeva Goswami says, "My dear King Parikshit, the Supreme Lord in His boar incarnation, who accepts all sacrificial offerings, lives in the northern part of Jambudvipa. There, in the tract of land known as Uttarakuru Varsha, Mother Earth and all the inhabitants worship Him with unfailing devotional service by repeatedly chanting the following Upanishad mantra." So this is an easy one, and I've broken it out. So let's see how good your Sanskrit is. So please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Mantra Tattva Lingaya Yagya Kratare. So far so good, but here's the hard one. Mahadvara Vayavaya. Wow, you don't even have a book and you did better than me. Give yourselves a hand. Very good. Mahapurushaya Namaha. Karma Shuklaya. Triyugaya Namaste. O Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto You as the gigantic person. Simply by chanting mantras, we shall be able to understand You fully. This is very important, what Mother Earth is teaching us. Simply by chanting mantras, we shall be able to understand You fully. This is the core, the foundation of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Lord Chaitanya teaches Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatyaranyata. That it's the holy name, the holy name, the holy name. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. So what Mother Earth is saying from the Upanishad is exactly what this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching. Simply chant the holy name of God and God will reveal Himself to you personally. Have patience. Chant sincerely. Chant seriously. The day will come. Therefore, everyone chant, Hare! You are yajna, a sacrifice, and you are kratu, the ritual. Therefore, all the ritualistic ceremonies of sacrifice are part of your transcendental body, and you are the only enjoyer of all sacrifices. Just as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram yajna tapasang, that God, Krishna, the Lord, Narayan, one and the same, He is the actual enjoyer. We are the servants. We are to be enjoyed by Him. He is the real enjoyer. Your form is composed of transcendental goodness, because there's also a material goodness. But the Lord's form, His body, is not made of material goodness. It is made of transcendental or spiritual goodness. It's a different quality. You are known as Tri-Yuga because in Kali-Yuga, you appeared as a concealed incarnation. So the first reference said He appears in three yugas, but we didn't get much information. This verse here by Mother Earth, this is now more information. You are known as Tri-Yuga because in Kali-Yuga you appeared as a concealed, hidden. That concealed, well, I won't spoil the fun. It's coming. Coming, I'm just giving you the coming attractions. But keep that in mind. Concealed incarnation. And because you always fully possess the three pairs of opulences. So those six opulences are delineated by the father of Vyasadeva, Parashara Muni. One of the very first verses I memorized when I first joined this movement in 1973, there was a Back to Godhead article, and that verse was there quoted by Prabhupada. Aishwarasya samagrasya viryasya yashasa sriya jnana varagyoschaiva shanambhaga itingana. The Lord, God, He has beauty, He has wealth. He has knowledge, and He has renunciation. He has strength, and He has fame. These are the six opulences. But, not only does He have these six opulences, He has them to an unlimited degree at the same time. All six, you know, more than a full house. All six, and He has them unlimitedly. Therefore, another name for God, Ananta. Everyone say. Ananta. All right. So now, again, this hidden or concealed incarnation again appears in Srimad Bhagavatam when Prahlad Maharaj, you see the picture here, Prahlad, Lord Narasingha, has killed his father, Hiranyakashipu, the Adi terrorist, the Adi Asura, the king of all the demons. No one will ever compete with Hiranyakashipu. He was the best of the demons. Prahlad even said, "You're the best of the demons." When Prahlad was talking with his father, he didn't say, "My father." He said, "Oh, best of the demons." Prahlad is fearless. He can get away with it. So, after Lord Narasingha killed Hiranya, and you can see, while his father is being killed, what does Prahlad have in his hands? A flower garland. And it's not for his father. He's going to give the flower garland to the person who's killing his father. That's another story. We'll get into that when Lord Narasingadev's appearance day comes. So Prahlad, after Lord Narasingha killed his father, Lord Narasingha was still roaring. So Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods, so many personalities from the universe all came, but no one could get Lord Narasingha from ceasing his roaring. And even Lakshmi, his wife, when Lord Brahma asked her, "Can you get him to calm down?" she said, "Oh no, I've never seen him like this. I'm not going near this one." So Brahma pushed Prahlad and said, "Do something." So Prahlad paid his full obeisances, and when Lord Narasingha saw Prahlad, oh, then he stopped roaring. So everyone offered their prayers one after the other. Brahma, Shiva, all the great demigods, and everyone offered prayers to Lord Narasingha. But when Lord Narasingha put his hand on Prahlad's head, Prahlad stood up and offered a beautiful stream of prayers. Highly philosophical. These prayers are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. These prayers, so many, such nice sentiments and philosophy spoken by this 5-year-old boy, Prahlad Maharaj. So one of the things he said was,
Itang nirtuya grishideva jashavatarai lokan vibhava yasihangsi jagat pratipan dhanamang mahapurushupasi yuganuvrittam channakalau yad abhavas triyugotasattvam.
So the line, channakalau, everyone say. Now we're not talking about the channa that you get at Indian Sweets and Spices. That different kind of channa. Channa kalau. So that's the key word. Prahlad prayed to Lord Nrisimha, in this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, such as Ram. Ram Avatar was in the form of a human being. Parashuram was also in the form of a human being. An animal, yes, he appeared as the Hayagriva, horse-headed incarnation. A great saint, he's Vyasadeva. A demigod, that might refer to Vamanadeva, because Vamanadeva appeared as the 12th Aditya, son of Aditi, so it could refer to that. Or a fish, yes, Matsya Avatar. And the tortoise, Kurma. Thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this ties into the first quote. When the four Kumaras said, my Lord, you are Triyuga, you don't appear in Kali Yuga, only in three. So there's no discrepancy in Srimad Bhagavatam. But this is the key line here. You do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. So far in three references, we have some idea of who is this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because it's confusing. He appears, but he doesn't appear. So now, when we get to the 11th canto, everything will be cleared up and you will be able to go and take prasad in very nice, peaceful consciousness, and you will be very much jumpstart your understanding of Lord Chaitanya. For the next 10 days, everyone, I advise you, with a straw in my teethless mouth, I advise you for the next 10 days, get absorbed in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you will find it exceedingly blissful. And I'm going to practice what I preach. For the next 10 days, the only thing I'm going to study is what I call Gaura Tattva, the truth of Lord Chaitanya. Everyone say, Gauranga! You're not... It doesn't take much to give a good class here. Everybody is already so much ecstatic. You just got to use a few buzzwords and you've got them. So in the 11th canto, there is a wonderful conversation between Maharaj Nimi, a great devotee king, and he's visited by the Nava Yogendras. Previously, there was an incarnation of God, Rishabhdev. He's Krishna, he's Vasudev, he's God. And he had 100 sons headed by Bharat. And those who are familiar with Veda culture, this Bharat Maharaj, very famous. In 3 births, he achieved perfection. Even though he's the son of God, took him 3 births. So don't feel bad if you're having trouble making advancement. It took the son of God 3 births. So don't be too heavy on yourself. It may take a while. So Bharat had 99 brothers, 9 of which were sannyasi preachers. And they are known as the Navayogendras. And they travel throughout the universe preaching and giving transcendental knowledge. So in the 11th canto, there is 4 chapters that deal with the teachings of these Navayogendras. Maharaj Nimi would ask a question, and then each brother took a turn answering a particular question. So you get a synopsis of transcendental knowledge from each of the Navayogendras. So King Nimi inquired, "In what colors and forms does the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear in each of the different ages?" Because we already said there's 4. "And with what names and by what types of regulative principles is the Lord worshipped in human society?" So this is a advanced question. Maharaj Nimi is an advanced king. He's a saintly king. And he's asking, and if you read that section of the Bhagavatam, all of Maharaj Nimi's questions are very, very high caliber question. In other words, his questions are dealing with advanced subject matters of transcendental knowledge. So the brother who answered, his name is Karabajan. He said, "In each of the 4 yugas, Krita, Treta, Dwarapara, and Kali, Lord Keshava," everyone say, everyone say, good. "Lord Keshava appears with various complexions, names, and forms, and is thus worshipped by various processes. O King, in Kali Yuga also, people worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following various regulations of the revealed scriptures. Now kindly hear of this from me." So I skipped the part where he talks about Satya and Treta and Dwarapa, because that would make the class go too long, and I'm just as hungry as you are. So we're just getting to the part. So he's already explained and answered the question for the 3-8. Now he explains Kali Yuga. So this verse, the next statement of Maharaj Nimi, is one of the most important fundamental building blocks of the Krishna consciousness movement. And let's see how your Sanskrit is. Please repeat. Krishna Varnang Tvisha Krishnang Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayaya Yajanti He Sumedasa. So this is the main topic of my lecture tonight. So we're going to understand each word, because each word is so pregnant with Krishna conscious understanding. So the first word, please repeat, Krishna Varnam. Repeating the syllables Krishna. So the person that Sri Karabhajana is talking about, this first word, Krishna Varnam, this person always has in his mouth these 2 syllables, Krishna. It's always there. He's always describing Krishna. He's always chanting Krishna. Prabhupada was once asked by the great Beatle, John Ono Lennon. And Mr. Lennon asked Prabhupada, how do I know who is the guru? Because back then, 1969, it was very trendy to be a guru, to have a guru. And there were so many gurus, you know, it was like the hit parade. Who's the top guru right now? Well, I think it's... So there were so many on the market. So John Lennon wanted to know from Prabhupada, how do I know? Everybody says they're the guru. So how do I know? And Prabhupada so brilliantly said, find that person who is most addicted to Krishna. And he used that word addicted because at that time, Mr. Lennon had two addictions, his wife and heroin. So Prabhupada used the right word. Find the person most addicted to Krishna. So our hero tonight, he is that person most addicted to Krishna because always in his mouth, these two syllables are there. Krishna. Everyone say.
Krishna.
So the next word, Trisha. With a luster. So that's referring to his bodily hue. Akrishnam. Not black. Actually, golden. So far we know this person always is talking and describing and chanting Krishna, and the bodily complexion, even though he's Krishna, he's not in the color of Krishna. He has a different color, golden. Next word, Saanga. Along with his associates. So he also comes with his entourage. Then he has Upaanga. He also has servitors. Then he has Astra. Weapons. But don't think, he's not a terrorist. No. These are different kinds of weapons. What are these weapons? The first weapon, his beauty. This person, the hidden, concealed avatar, was extremely beautiful to look at. And he also had another weapon, the Maha Mantra. That Maha Mantra, the name of God, he used that as a weapon. What was he killing? Ignorance. He wasn't killing... Where's that picture? Here you see the picture. When Jagai and Madai attacked Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, he called for his Sudarshan Chakra because he is Narayan. He's Gaura Narayan. So whenever he wants, he can call that Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda said, no, we have a different game plan this time. Remember, you're not coming as God. We already established that. You can't act like you did when you were Krishna or Rama or... No, we had to act differently. You're the concealed, so put that away. You have to deliver them. So, yes, how did Lord Chaitanya kill and destroy? Simply by his loud chanting. So let's imitate Lord Chaitanya. Hare
Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
Excellent. I give you a bell. Good job. You're chanting too good today. I'm getting hungry just listening to your chanting. So he has weapons, but these weapons, he doesn't kill anybody. He kills their material, atheistic, demoniac consciousness. That's the kind of killing. And that's what I would advise to any other movement that preaches violence. No, you're doing the wrong thing. You should use your energy and your talent and do loud chanting, not blowing people up. That's not what you're going to do. Best thing is to join Lord Chaitanya's movement with loud chanting. Go all over the world. and do loud chanting. That will actually create the best effect. All right? Parshadam. Confidential companion. So he has associates, he has servants, he has weapons, and he also has confidential. So that means there are some that are more close to him. Now we come to the real important stuff. Yagyai. By sacrifice. So sacrifice is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. That unless you do sacrifice, you will become entangled in the reactions of your materialistic activities. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sacrifice has to be performed. But now the next word tells us what kind of sacrifice. Sankirtana prayai. Consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. Thank you. So, this congregational chanting is called Sankirtan. You did it during the arati. In any ISKCON temple you go to, while the arati is going on, there has to be this congregational chanting. Because we just read, this is the sacrifice recommended in the age of Kali. Karabhajana Rishi is establishing with this verse, what is the recommended sacrifice in the age of Kali? Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai. Congregational chanting of the holy name of God. We should never forget this. Archita Das is invited to high schools and colleges, and they want to know about Krishna Consciousness 101. So one of the first things he'll ask the students, why are we called Hare Krishna? And you would think it's like a no-brainer, but the kids say, I don't know. So Arjuna says, because what we do is chant Hare Krishna. It's like, whoa. But that's all right. We just have to have more PR out there. So yes, our chanting, this is the main religious function that this movement does. We are called the Hare Krishna people. And it's based on this statement by Karabhajana Rishi, that this is the recommended sacrifice for the age of Kali. Next word, Yajanti. So that means this is how we worship. We worship God. This is how we worship. It is by this chanting. Next word, He. Certainly. So when this word appears in a Sanskrit sloka, it's used for emphasis. So, certainly, in other words, yes, this chanting, this is how we worship the Lord, God, and yes, certainly, and then the last word, Sumedasa. Intelligent persons. So, on the basis of what Karabhajana Rishi is saying, that anyone who takes to this Sankirtan movement, he or she is intelligent. Even Lord Chaitanya was asked once, and he said, in a group of people, the one that says Krishna's name, that's the best one in the group. So, this verse is saying, those who are intelligent, they will take to this Sankirtan sacrifice, the chanting, the congregational chanting of the names of God. In the Bhagavad Gita, there's an opposite word, alpa medasa, which means unintelligent, less intelligent. So sumedasa means, oh, very intelligent. And in the Bhagavad Gita, alpa medasa. Upamedasak refers to those persons who don't worship God. They worship something else. They fail to worship God Himself. And when I think of this word, Upamedasa, back when I was in a previous lifetime, there was a dog food called Alpo. So whenever I see Upamedasa, oh yes, that person's head is filled with Alpo dog food. Because they won't take to the worship of God, they won't take to this chanting of Hare Krishna. Those who are intelligent, yes, they will take to this chanting. So I guess I'm surrounded by geniuses. Because all of you were chanting, were you not? I didn't see anybody like this today. You were all chanting. So let's see. One time, everybody chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So that is Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is that Channa avatar, concealed or hidden incarnation. He's the one who is God, but he's not acting as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How is he acting? He's acting as the best devotee of God. God is teaching us how to worship God. Just like a teacher. Say the teacher is teaching the students the alphabet. Now it is to be presupposed that if the teacher is teaching the children the alphabet, the teacher already knows the alphabet. So the teacher is writing on the board for the sake of the children, A and B, and the children are copying A. So Lord Chaitanya is that school teacher teaching us how to worship himself. Because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but he's in disguise. He's in a covert operation. And that covert operation is to teach us how to surrender to Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the final instruction of Krishna is to surrender. Give up everything, all other considerations, and just surrender to him. But the question is, how? How do I do that? So Krishna himself comes and teaches us how to surrender. And the process, just chant Hare Krishna. Everybody one time. So Karabhajita Rishi now continues to explain the mantras that indicate the avatar for the age of Kali. My dear Lord, you are the Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I worship your lotus feet, which are the only eternal object of meditation. Those feet destroy the embarrassing conditions of material life and freely award the greatest desire of the soul, which is the attainment of pure love of Godhead. This is also what Lord Chaitanya taught. Prema Pumarto Mahan. Let's all learn that. Prema Pumarto Mahan. Lord Chaitanya's principle is that beyond religion, beyond economic development, beyond sense gratification, and beyond liberation, beyond salvation. Yes. Are you saved? More than saved. Yes. Beyond all of these, there is a fifth goal. Love of God. And that is what Lord Chaitanya is distributing. Your lotus feet are the shelter of all holy places and of all saintly authorities in the line of devotional service. And those lotus feet are honored by the powerful demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Last night, I gave a lecture on Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva was speaking to the Lord directly after the Daksha Yajna. The Lord appeared, and when Lord Shiva spoke to Lord Narayan, he said, "I am always meditating on your lotus feet." He said the same thing to his wife, Sati, when Lord Shiva explained, "I am always in Krishna consciousness. I am always in meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord." That's why Lord Shiva is the best of the Vaishnavas, because he's always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. "My Lord, you are so kind that you willingly protect all those who simply bow down to you with respect." So sometimes we're asked, "Well, why do you guys go into the temple and bow down?" Here's why. The Lord will protect us if we bow down to Him. I don't know about you, that's not such a, you know, expensive thing. If you want security, say you're a big, important personality, you gotta pay for that security team. And it's not cheap. Here, you get the protection of the most powerful person, God. It doesn't cost you anything, all you have to do is bow down. Not bad. So I don't know about you, I think I'll do that. "My dear Lord, I bow down to you." I'll do anything for protection, especially these days. "And thus you mercifully relieve all of the distress. In conclusion, my Lord, your lotus feet are actually the suitable boat for crossing over the ocean of birth and death. And therefore, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva seek shelter at your lotus feet. O Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower on the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahmana's curse. And out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion. And at the same time, you engaged in searching out your own desired object, Shyama Sundara." Everyone say that beautiful name. So these verses are explaining to us more of the inner meaning and purpose of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "Thus, O King, the Supreme Lord Hari is the giver of all desirable benefits of life. Intelligent human beings worship the particular forms and names that the Lord manifests in different ages. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can be easily achieved by the performance of Sankirtan." Wow! That needs to be repeated. What Karabhajana has just said is so significant. Enlightened Persians worship this Kali Yuga because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. So if there's anyone still thinking, nah, I don't want to do this chanting, come on. All perfection. And it doesn't cost you anything to chant. There's no, they're not going to tax it. There's no way they can tax chanting Hare Krishna. One time, the devotees in Australia, they were doing sankirtan on the street. This was in the early 70s. So they were arrested and put in jail. So the devotees, they wrote to Prabhupada saying, Prabhupada, you told us to chant, but now we're in jail. What do we do now? Prabhupada wrote back, what are you crying about? Chant in the jail! So they started chanting in the jail, they let him go. I have a personal experience of this. When I was in South Bend, Indiana, back in 1975 or 76, the home of Notre Dame. So I dropped off one devotee to distribute books at the Kmart. I went to another one, and in the evening when I came to pick him up, I circled once, twice, three times. I said, he must have gotten arrested. So I drove to the police station, went to the sergeant desk. I said, did you arrest anybody? And he said, look, ever since we picked that guy up, he's been chanting, he's never stopped. He's driving us nuts. We're not going to press charges. Just take the guy and don't come back. Yes, your officer, Hari Bol. And this guy, the way he used to, this is how he used to chant japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I can imagine him in the police car. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the policeman must have said, oh my God, I picked. And I can see him I didn't see him, but I could picture him in the jail. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Because he was that kind of guy, so sincere. This guy was, his sincerity was so much, it would just crack your heart. He was like so sincere. I'll never forget that. Take this guy and don't come back. I was like, Hari Bol! So all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. Indeed, there is no higher possible gain for the embodied soul forced to wander throughout the material world than the Supreme Lord's Sankirtan movement. So it's not my movement. This is the Lord's movement. It's His Sankirtan movement by which one can attain the supreme peace. Oh, I got to remember this. When I travel around the world, people come up to me, Swamiji, Prabhuji, please bless me that I can have peace, as if I have a magic wand. Well, I have a magic bell. Shanti. But this is what I'm going to tell them. You want peace? Then you have to do Sankirtan. You have to chant. Everybody!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
There is no higher possible gain for the embodied souls forced to wander throughout the material world other than the Supreme Lord's Sankirtan movement by which one can attain the supreme peace and free oneself from the cycle of repeated birth and death. So this is we're just scratching the surface of who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you like Lord Chaitanya now? If you like Lord Chaitanya, say, Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Jaya Gaura Hari! Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Rama, Hare Hare.
So, the last part of Lord Chaitanya's movement is the most difficult. Go take prasad. Class is dismissed, do the austerity, and eat prasad up to the neck. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.